Is it working? Okay. I'm recording it for my mama. So, to all of you who spend your energy and prayers and efforts toward the next generation salvation, thank you so much. You are a huge blessing. My parents, although I had a couple believing grandparents, my parents did not grow up in believing homes. My mom got saved in junior high when a friend invited her to a rally, and my dad got saved as an adult when a friend invited him to a Bible study. But they started teaching me the Word of God, the stories of the Bible, and God's love for me from basically when I was born. My dad, I remember singing Rock of Ages to us while he was rocking us in the rocking chair and hymns like that. And every morning when I woke up in the morning, my mom would be sitting on the couch with her Bible and her journal, praying through a list of people and reading her Bible. And I'd go sit on her lap and talk to her and basically ruin her time and end her time. But I think I'm still on her list. And yeah, I think I'm still on her list. So she just gave us a great example of what it was like to have a relationship with God. And I saw her when she had trials and troubles going to God and finding answers in His Word and being encouraged and trusting Him. So they took me to church. They took me to Awana's, and I started memorizing verses when I was very small. Even in this church building, when I was young, I came to a different church that was meeting in this church building. And when I was 6 years old, they gave me a pink Bible with my name on the front of it. It said, Millie. And I loved it. And by the time I was six, I knew a lot of stuff. I knew that everyone had sinned. I knew sin is anything you do, say, or think that displeases God. And I knew that God had to punish sin. I was in Awana's. You can't go to Awana's and miss that stuff. And I was memorizing way more Awana verses than kids do now. Like, seriously, I had to do this. Anyways. So, anyway. And I knew also there were lots of people who were actually, for real, going to hell and suffering because of their sin. But I also knew that God loved everyone, that He sent the Lord Jesus to die and pay the punishment for everyone's sins, and to those who received Him and believe on His name, they will become the sons of God and not have to go to hell, that they could go be with Jesus when they die. I knew this stuff. I totally knew it. You asked me, I could answer all the questions. But I couldn't stop lying to all my brothers and sisters, and I couldn't stop lying to my parents, and I dishonored my parents. And you think people say, oh, a six-year-old, they're innocent. They don't have sin. But is anyone six? Is anyone almost six or could remember being six? Because if you are six or almost six or can remember being six, you know some of the things a six-year-old could do. Could a six-year-old dishonor their parents? Or could a six-year-old love themselves more than they love God? Can a six-year-old take something really hard and bang their sister on the head with it? That's so loving, right? But anyway, I knew I could give you all the right answers, but I was not saved. Maybe someone here could give you all the right answers, but still is not saved. And I hope that you would listen. Because that night, my mom used to always read us Bible stories at nighttime. Or not necessarily any books, you know. She'd read us books in bed. Well, I asked her if she would read from my new Bible. And she said, sure, you pick the story. I said, yes, give me the 10 plagues and Moses. I found out later that she thought I was asking for the 10 plagues and Moses because it was chapters and chapters long and it would force her to make me stay up late. But no, I really love the 10 plagues and Moses. I still love the 10 plagues and Moses. It's so interesting. It was so interesting to me. So somewhere between Moses turning his rod into a snake and the water into blood and the death of the firstborn, I started feeling really, really uncomfortable with my sin. Like, seriously feeling like I was going to hell for my sin and all those plagues are what I deserved. And I don't know if I had questions to my mom about the death of the firstborn. I wonder, now that I'm old, thinking back on it, I don't remember that specifically. What I remember is being very disturbed with my own sin and knowing, oh, I knew all the things. You know what you're doing. When you're six, you still know what you're doing. It's not like you're tiny. So I remember talking to my mom about how I felt. I was so disturbed about it that I interrupted the story, which is a big deal because I love the 10 plagues and Moses. And she did not pray for me. She helped me to pray. And she talked to me about what I wanted. And I wanted not to have my sins anymore. I wanted Jesus' blood to cover me, just like the Passover lamb in the story. And I prayed that night, and I told Jesus that I don't want my sins. I want his salvation. And I remember having so much peace, going to sleep with peace. And I think I could remember every single lie I told after that. I have memory of the lies I told as a kid after that because they made me miserable. And my parents didn't just leave me there. When I started to have other problems and grow, they taught me how to read the Word of God. They kept taking me to Awana so I could continue memorizing verses. They helped me with my problems with people and learn how to forgive and be forgiven. And when I encountered other sins and bigger, harder things, they were with me. So I just want to thank you if you are praying for anyone to be saved, because my parents were not saved as little kids. Do not give up if you are praying for somebody who is not a little kid, because my parents were saved as they were older, but they were able to teach me when I was really little, and it changed my whole entire life. And I have a wonderful husband because I was able to wait. The Lord was with me. So many wonderful blessings because of my parents. So I thank the Lord for that, and I thank you if you are praying for someone and you are a blessing.